Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Abby. How are you?
Hello, Tom. I am well, thank you. Where are you going?
A bunch of guys and I are meeting in 10 minutes in front of the Starlight Cinema. We're going to watch the new Star Wars. Do you want to come with us?
I'd love to, but I can't. I'm sorry. I've got a violin lesson in half an hour. My teacher doesn't like it when I miss my lessons.
Wow, Abby, I had no idea you were into music. How long have you been playing the violin?
It'll be 5 years in September. I have private lessons twice a week, and then I play in the orchestra once a week.
Sounds like a lot of work, Abby. I don't think I could play a musical instrument. Don't you also have to practice at home every day, in addition to your lessons?
Sure, Tom. An hour or so a day, at least. My poor neighbours have to listen to my violin every day. But now I play well, so they don't mind it so much. The elderly woman next door told me she enjoyed daily live music. It wasn't the case a couple of years ago when I was just beginning to learn. She would come over and complain to my mum that she didn't have peace and quiet because of my violin.
I think my grandmother would invest in earplugs if I played the violin. I've got no musical talent whatsoever. I don't even sing in the shower, you know.
Have you had any music lessons? Maybe you just haven't tried it, so you don't really know what you're capable of.
My dad has tried to teach me to play the guitar. He's been playing it since childhood, so he thought I should learn to play it as well. But he got impatient very quickly. And with football and swimming, I don't really have time for music, you see.
That's right. I forgot that you're on our school teams. Well, sport is something I'm not very good at. I've tried to play volleyball, but I missed the ball too often, so the coach sort of told me to try something else instead of the volleyball team. I guess everyone has his or her own talents. Listen, I've got to go now, or I'll be late for my lesson, and my teacher can't stand my tardiness. So I'll catch you later, all right?
Yep, I've got to run too, or I'll miss my movie. Maybe you can come to the cinema with us next time, Abby, when you have a break in your music lessons. It was good seeing you. Take care.
You too, Tom. See you later.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, Abby. How are you?
Hello, Tom. I am well, thank you. Where are you going?
A bunch of guys and I are meeting in 10 minutes in front of the Starlight Cinema. We're going to watch the new Star Wars. Do you want to come with us?
I'd love to, but I can't. I'm sorry. I've got a violin lesson in half an hour. My teacher doesn't like it when I miss my lessons.
Wow, Abby, I had no idea you were into music. How long have you been playing the violin?
It'll be 5 years in September. I have private lessons twice a week, and then I play in the orchestra once a week.
Sounds like a lot of work, Abby. I don't think I could play a musical instrument. Don't you also have to practice at home every day, in addition to your lessons?
Sure, Tom. An hour or so a day, at least. My poor neighbours have to listen to my violin every day. But now I play well, so they don't mind it so much. The elderly woman next door told me she enjoyed daily live music. It wasn't the case a couple of years ago when I was just beginning to learn. She would come over and complain to my mum that she didn't have peace and quiet because of my violin.
I think my grandmother would invest in earplugs if I played the violin. I've got no musical talent whatsoever. I don't even sing in the shower, you know.
Have you had any music lessons? Maybe you just haven't tried it, so you don't really know what you're capable of.
My dad has tried to teach me to play the guitar. He's been playing it since childhood, so he thought I should learn to play it as well. But he got impatient very quickly. And with football and swimming, I don't really have time for music, you see.
That's right. I forgot that you're on our school teams. Well, sport is something I'm not very good at. I've tried to play volleyball, but I missed the ball too often, so the coach sort of told me to try something else instead of the volleyball team. I guess everyone has his or her own talents. Listen, I've got to go now, or I'll be late for my lesson, and my teacher can't stand my tardiness. So I'll catch you later, all right?
Yep, I've got to run too, or I'll miss my movie. Maybe you can come to the cinema with us next time, Abby, when you have a break in your music lessons. It was good seeing you. Take care.
You too, Tom. See you later.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.